Thank you for coming on today's podcast. Our topic for today will be a sense of humor. Do you got one? I'm Fernando. Thank you for coming to today's podcast. I pray that you're in great spirits and ready for this weekend. And remember, practicing a sense of humor is tolerance, and it shows your humanity and it shows your love for others. There's a lot of people that have comments about humor. There's some really witty ones that I like. The salt with which the American humor spoils his intellectual cockery by leaving it out. Wit. And then Leo Rosen said, humor is the affectionate communication of insight. Woo, humor is the affectionate communication of insight. Horace Walpole said, imagination was given to man to compensate him for what he isn't. A sense of humor was provided to console him for what he is. And Mogham said, humor teaches tolerance. Irma Bombeck, when humor goes, there goes civilization. And Victor Borg said, humor is something that thrives between man's aspirations and his limitations. There is more logic in humor than in anything else, because you see, humor is truth. And I agree with that. Amen. I agree because that's what I experience. That's why we agree with people, because we experience that. Langston Hughes said, humor is laughing at what you haven't got when you ought to have it. Humor is laughing at what you haven't got when you ought to have it. Amen. Now, I'm going to insert this prayer. Like, I need a new pickup truck. Mine's about 23 years old, which in a lot of countries, that's not old. But I thank God that there's plenty of resources. So when humor is laughing at what you don't haven't got when you ought to have it, then I say, God, the supply for it is not here yet, but it will come. If we should have it, shouldn't we have it? Surely it will come, Lord. Amen. I try to put God on the corner there with my truth and humor. Amen. I think God has a tremendous sense of humor. Rain Wilson. Rita Mae Brown said, humor comes from self-confidence. You are not angry with people when you laugh at them. Humor teaches tolerance. Chevy Chase says, a laugh is a surprise and all humor is physical. I was always athletic, so that came naturally to me. Lin Yutong said, this I conceive to be the chemical function of humor, to change the character of our thought. The chemical function of humor to change the character of our thought. Yeah, it changes from judgmental, pessimistic, and in ridicule to love, laughter, and joy, and that we are all human. So humor goes with humanity. Humus doesn't rhyme. It's the same tree, right? Humanity, humor, humility, humbleness, they're all connected. In other words, we came from the earth, and let's not take our lives too seriously. There's God, as the Father's under control. And if he says, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. That's if you're saved and you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you know it, as you know it, this is your left arm. It's in your heart. You know it. And laughter is voluntary. Involuntarily, it is funny. If it's funny, you laugh. Tom Lehrer. Laughter is involuntarily. Wow. Thank you so much for listening to my humor today. Running on. God bless you. And stay excited. Remember, laugh at it.